This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. No one likes to be lied to. We want the truth in business, politics, family life, and especially in matters of faith. We need the truth in order to make correct and wise decisions. A decision based on a lie is deception, and no one wants to be made a fool. Today I will be talking about how to know, in matters relating to Christianity, how to know the truth, and how to spot false teaching. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen. Some source material for this program was derived from material at gotquestions.org. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, visionforchristworld.com. Search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. In John chapter 18, Jesus said to the Roman ruler Pilate, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my servants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jewish authorities. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Then Pilate said to him, "So you are a king." Jesus replied, "You say that I am a king. For this reason I was born, and for this reason I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Pilate asked, "What is truth?" Then in John chapter 8, 31-32, Jesus said to the people who believed in him, "You are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." One of the benefits of being a true and genuine believer in Jesus Christ is that we have the Spirit of God living within us to lead and guide us into all truth. The Holy Spirit gives Christians an illumination of the knowledge they gained by reading the Bible, so that they can spot false teaching, such as from cult groups. In John chapter 16, Jesus said this to his remaining 11 disciples about the Holy Spirit, just before Jesus was crucified by the Roman government. "I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own authority, but he will speak whatever he hears, and will tell you what is to come. He will glorify me, because he will receive from me what is mine, and will tell it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what is mine, and will tell it to you." People who have not yet surrendered their life to Jesus in true faith and repentance, who have not been born again, are not able to understand spiritually the difference between truth and error. That is a tremendous advantage that true Christians gain as a gracious gift from a loving God during their Christian life. 1 Corinthians 2, 12-14, the Apostle Paul explains some key characteristics of the Holy Spirit. "So no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things that are freely given to us by God. And we speak about these things, not with words taught us by human wisdom, but with those taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual things to spiritual people. The unbeliever does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. The two most well-known examples of cults today are the Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons. Both groups claim to be Christian, yet both deny the deity of Christ and salvation by faith alone. Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons believe many things that are in agreement with or similar to what the Bible teaches. However, the fact that they deny the deity of Christ and preach a salvation by works qualifies them as cults. Many Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, and members of other cults are moral people who genuinely believe they hold the truth. As Christians, our hope and prayer must be that many people involved in cults will see through the lies and will be drawn to the truth of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ alone. The Watchman Fellowship has developed an easy-to-remember way to tell the difference of a cult from a true church. Cults and false teachers can be said to use mathematics as they create their deceptive teaching. It is as simple as add, subtract, multiply, and divide. The first point is addition. Cults add to Scripture. The revelation of God in the Bible is never sufficient for a cult. They must add to the inspired revelation of Scripture, usually with additional commentaries or their own twisted Bible translation. In this case, doctrines are taken from the Book of Enoch, for example. Since the Book of Enoch is not found in the Word of God, it cannot be inspired by God. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. God will take away his part from the Book of Life. That's Revelation 22:18-19. Second point is subtract. Cults subtract from the person of Jesus Christ. They cannot tolerate the divinity and exclusivity of Jesus, and they attempt to reduce him to a created being. The role of Jesus as the Son of God is diminished. "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased," said God in Mark 1:11. Multiply. Cults multiply the requirements of salvation. Salvation, as is presented in the Scriptures, is by the grace of God through faith alone. Cults add to the requirements of salvation, adding works as a requirement to salvation. None of the cults teach justification by faith alone. They might revere Jesus or call him a priest or prophet, but reject the heart of the gospel. "For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." Ephesians 2:8-9. In Colossians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul gives a brief but powerful summary of who Jesus Christ is. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. "For all things in heaven and on earth were created in him, all things whether visible or invisible, whether thrones or dominions, whether principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and all things are held together in him. He is the head of the body, the church, as well as the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself may become first in all things. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in the Son, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, by making peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, whether things on earth or things in heaven." And now this last part of the math used by cult groups and false teachers, divide. Cults divide the love of believers in the body of Christ. Each cult believes it has exclusive revelation and understanding of God, teaching their followers they are more blessed than other believers. Cults are by their very nature divisive. Usually they have a charismatic, emphatic leader who preaches in black and white. So, exactly what is the truth we are supposed to know and believe? Here it is, in brief. All people have sinned, broken the laws of God, and have rebelled against the holy standard of God. Romans 3 explains it like this: "No one can say that he does not know what sin is. Yes, every person in the world stands guilty before God. No person will be made right with God by doing what the law says. The law shows us how sinful we are. But now God has made another way to make people right with himself. It is not by the law. People become right with God by putting their trust in Jesus Christ. God will accept men if they come this way. All men are the same to God, for all men have sinned and have missed the glory, the shining greatness of God. Anyone can be made right with God by the free gift of his loving favor, that is, his grace. It is Jesus Christ who bought them with his blood and made them free from their sins as they believe in him. We need to believe in Jesus, trusting in him as our only Savior from sin and eternal hell, and openly tell other people of your faith in Jesus. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans chapter 10 tells us, "This is the very message about faith that we preach. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." I invite you to take this all-important step of faith today and let Jesus save and protect your eternal soul and to give you eternal life beyond the grave. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins. Honestly, sincerely repent. To have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for people as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website, visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, visionforchristworld.com. Search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal, saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you believe in him, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.